From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Jamaica National Children's Home is going green with the help of a few Good Samaritans. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The Jamaica National Children's Home has received a photovoltaic system from the Government of Canada to help offset energy costs at the facility. The equipment was officially handed over to the home located in East Rural St. Andrew on Thursday, May 5. Installation was carried out by students of HeartTrust NTA's National Tool and Engineering Institute, NTAI, in partnership with students and faculty members from St. Lawrence College of Ontario. Professor, Energy Systems Engineering Technology at the Ontario-based institution, Steve Lapp, says the installation was the ultimate test of what the trainees had learned.
The purpose of this project was to provide practical fieldwork experience for the students. It's one thing to do it in the classroom. It's a completely different thing to do it on a roof, in the sun, in the rain, with the wind blowing, and the possibility to fall off the roof.
As part of the training partnership between NTAI and St. Lawrence College, plans were put in place to identify a non-government organization in which to execute a renewable energy project. The Jamaica National Children's Home was selected, and 16.3 kilowatts of solar electrical panels were installed. Why can't you all just understand? The Jamaica National Children's Home has had a long-standing relationship with NTAI, where welders, tradesmen, and other trainees help to maintain the facility while getting hands-on experience. The students who installed the solar panels are part of the Renewable Energy and Efficiency Technology Training Program, designed and executed by St. Lawrence through HEART. In addition to the solar energy system, the home now boasts new and improved fixtures.
We did need to replace the roof because the system would be up there for 20 years and the other roof wasn't going to continue for 20 years.
Chairman of the Board of Directors at HeartTrust NTA, Maxine Wilson, says the work done by students will see a significant reduction in the home's energy bill.
It is expected that with the installation of this system, the dependence on electricity supplied to the home by the public utility company will be reduced by an average rate of 30% per month.
Over the 20-year lifespan of the renewable energy system, the home will save approximately $200,000. The Jamaica National Children's Home was started in 1972 to provide a stable home to orphans and abandoned children, as well as children with severe mental and physical disabilities whose parents were unable to provide proper care. Director of the home, Leroy Anderson, says the success of the project sends a positive message to those looking on.
Absolutely elated about the project. We have had nervous moments when we got the offer and the work started. I'm really blown away by the level of partnerships, the number of partners that have come together and the coordination that allows this outcome. We anticipate massive savings, but you know, at the end of the day, it sends a very positive message. If we coordinate with this common goal of giving our children care and protection, we can achieve.
The three-year-long initiative saw Corporate Canada offering help and additional partnership to boost the project and the training program. Companies like Silfab and Solaire in Canada were responsible for helping to create the modules.
There was a great contribution from the Canadian private sector also to contribute of their own volition. And I can tell you that Canada's very proud to have been a part of this process, and we remain committed to Jamaica. We're not going anywhere except here.
Canadian High Commissioner His Excellency Sylvain Fabi. Quick Erect, QD Roofing, and other companies in Jamaica also played a big part in setting up the energy system for the home. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Children need your love and protection.
Protecting children is everybody's business. Let us see every child as our child. A timely reminder from the JIS for Child Month.
Love us. Don't abuse us.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.